This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Welcome in on 94.1 as we have been going long and strong on ESPN 97.5 for the first 2 hours of the show, like we always tell you to do. Go to ESPN975.com if you missed any portion of the show. Click on the show tab and catch up on the hours that you missed. And while you're there on the site, make sure you download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss a second of the show.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I absolutely did not.
You didn't watch any of it?
Well, Lisa had it on, and okay. She and her mom are big on that stuff. So I saw parts of it, like bits and pieces to start with.
I watched absolutely none of it.
You're a smart man.
But I wake up to Fiji Girl.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't understand the big deal, but what my first thought was, well, going to have to get her on the podcast. She's going to have to be on the 15 because she's gone viral. She created a Twitter account. She didn't have a Twitter account.
Fiji Girl didn't?
Did not have a Twitter account. Then gets on the Golden Globes passing out water.
Yeah, and
now she's
people were all over it on social media going, not only did she know what she was doing, she was staring at the camera. She got right when the shots were being taken. She was looking dead in the camera. But I'm wondering, was Fiji Water a sponsor
probably
at the Globes?
There's no way you get on the runway
and you stay there
for
the step and repeats and get away with that.
Did you think she's hot? Is Fiji Girl hot? Is she worth all this hubbub?
Nope, I didn't think so.
I think Fiji Girl is the Awkwafina of models. I feel like she's not. I mean, she's meh.
Yeah, I was like,
I mean, she's not a one, but
she's not
like
knocking your socks off, right?
Yeah, maybe a 5-6.
Like I'm with you on that.
She's an Awkwafina.
Yeah,
she'll keep you moist, but
okay.
All right,
I'm gonna leave that in your capable hands, so to speak.
That's fine.
But yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And then
crazy.
as I was looking at that thing, along pops up on one of the Twitter sites. Props to Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay.
I must say.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and I think you'll agree with me here. Pete Davidson, as we know, was engaged to Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. And a lot of people have a little tickle in their fancy for Ariana Grande.
She's Nick, hot. She is definitely not the Awkwafina of singers.
I know she doesn't have the booty of
She's
Taylor Swift
Fiji
for
water.
You, Nick. But I know that a lot
She's
of people
gal.
Are.
She's a pretty gal, for sure.
Yeah, pretty gal.
Yeah, now she's the Evian. Of singers.
Okay. So
isn't that better water than Fiji?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So if she's the Avion, right?
Waters. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about how Pete Davidson has rebounded from the engagement that is now off.
Okay.
Last night after the Golden Globes, seen flirting all night and leaving together, Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale.
Really?
Oh, my. I am a fan. I always have been. And I'm telling you right now, kudos to you, Pete Davidson. That is a good get.
Can I tell you that this is how little I know of Kate Beckinsale? Is if I just Googled her,
because
I could not pick her out of a lineup. She's hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking. She's smoking hot.
She's been in a lot of sci-fi thrillers lately.
I had no idea that was her name. No idea.
And she's
like
45.
You could have said.
Yeah, she doesn't look it.
No, she doesn't look it. How old is Ariana Grande? Like 25?
Yeah, she's young.
So he just added 20 years?
Kate did a lot of sci-fis in the last couple of years where she was wearing a lot of leather and shiny stuff. And I think that really kind of upped the ante with a lot of folks.
Okay.
But she did a movie with John Cusack back in the day that was kind of a corny love story movie. But the fact that she was in it, you just like, I couldn't turn it off. I'm like, she's just really, really good looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you're talking about Serendipity?
Serendipity. There you go. Yep.
There's Van Helsing, Pearl Harbor, Underworld, and Total Recall are the five movies listed on her Google search page.
Yeah, recently it was a lot of sci-fi.
No wonder I couldn't.
A lot of leather.
No wonder I didn't know who the hell she was.
But, boy, I'll tell you what.
She's cute.
A beautiful woman. So
I think I would – she might be the Fiji water of – now, not bad. Not bad at all.
Now, if they start getting tattoos of each other and all that stuff again.
Yeah, that becomes weird at that
point. Let's look out there.
Hey, Barry, I'm not sure if you mentioned it before, but have you seen the show Crashing on HBO? If so, as a comedian, how accurate is the show? So, yes, I do watch Crashing. I enjoy the show. And I will tell you that it's not accurate at all in regards to the life and the career path of a comedian. You don't go from being a nobody open micer to hosting and then traveling and then headlining and getting all that in the matter of a few months. Like, that takes years. And it just doesn't happen. People aren't that friendly in this business. I mean, they're friendly in regards of, you know, you meet guys and you vibe. And like Jerry Roach and I, like, yep, we became friends. But people aren't just letting you crash on their couch and all that stuff. So on stage, some of it is realistic. Like, the stuff that you go through as a comedian on stage and with the hecklers and the open mics where nobody attends, I'd say there's probably 25% of it is there's truth in the show. The rest of it is just for entertainment.
Okay.
So, hope that answers that.
We need Adam Rank to get some of your comedy because I need him to mention you as the headliners. I was a little upset by that.
I don't headline enough. I'm sure I need to be mentioned in the same breath as Seinfeld. No.
Well, not necessarily not there. With Seinfeld, but there's plenty of others where he could mention you within. And, he did his research on Twin Peaks. He should also realize that when he's researching this show, he should make sure he gives a little love to the co-host.
I don't expect it.
All right.
I don't expect it.
Okay.
Did you see that Tom Thibodeau was fired?
Yeah. Surprising to me only from the standpoint that he survived the whole Jimmy Butler thing. I felt like once the owner got involved in the whole trade Jimmy Butler thing and wanted all of the trade requests to go through him, I thought Tibbs was done. When he survived that and Butler was traded, I thought, well, he'll make it through the end of the year. And you want to talk about a sweetheart deal, and I don't know if anybody has put the numbers out there or not, but because he is in charge of all basketball operations and is the head coach, he was getting paid over $11 million year.
Wow.
And as he gets fired, don't feel bad for him going to continue to collect that check for another couple of years. He is going to be fine, but that was one hell of a deal. But the ironic thing to me was he was able to hire a general manager, and he hired and handpicked the general manager who fired him.
And we were just talking about this last week about how you're not going to pick someone to fire you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's crazy. Some of the names that have been thrown around as a replacement for him, Ryan Saunders, who is the interim coach right now.
Flip Saunders' son, yeah.
Fred Hoiberg,
yep.
Bulls head coach.
Don't do it.
Chauncey Billups, who's as an analyst for ESPN.
Yeah.
Jeff Hornacek, former Knicks coach. And then they had, like, other candidates worth mentioning. And I gotta admit, this is the first time I've seen this name on a legitimate list of coaching candidates in the NBA.
Okay.
Kind of cool to see it, though. Becky Hammon, San Antonio Spurs assistant coach.
She's very
listed
highly regarded
as a possibility as one of the potential candidates to fill that role. She's listed under worth mentioning.
Milwaukee interviewed her for their head coach.
So that's kind of cool to see. Any thoughts on who you think might end up getting the gig?
Here's the thing. Hoiberg's a name because he worked there in Minnesota,
right,
and he was on their bench, and he did a lot of things. Hoiberg's track record is what he did with the Chicago Bulls, and it's awful. And when he's dealing with guys with contracts and egos, he's a totally different coach. He's a college coach. He should remain in college. I've heard UCLA is after him. That would be a great gig for him. But I don't think he should try and stay coaching in the NBA. It's just not his thing, and it's not going to work out well. Same thing I feel like with Chauncey Billups. This guy's got to prove himself and at least be an assistant GM, because we've seen more times than not the ex-player thrown right into their first head coaching gig.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher, Jason Kidd. Hasn't exactly gone great.
Hell, Larry Bird.
Lots of them, right?
Yeah, Magic Johnson.
Even Kevin McHale, going from general manager.
Clyde Drexler.
All those and more.
Just doesn't
tell
work.
Me, in Minnesota, you've got a very impressionable young team.
Yeah.
You got to get a guy that can control those guys.
Isaiah Thomas.
And be respected.
Yeah. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, I saw a headline that said, Jimmy Butler's fit with the Sixers reportedly in question. He was disrespectful with Coach Brett Brown about his role in the offense. I don't necessarily care about that as much. My first thought immediately was after the move that the Rockets made in sending
Michael Carter Williams
to Chicago, got a second round pick. That was a cap move. That was a slot move. You opened up a slot.
And you gained an asset.
How nice would it be if Jimmy Butler joined this team?
Well, if you could still make that move, I said that. Based on your cap situation and your roster, you really can't afford to be giving up much to get. But if you could still give up Eric Gordon and a couple pieces, and you could still – and you I maintain this over and over again. You can't get rid of P.J. Tucker. He's too big of a vital piece to this puzzle. But, yeah, you could still take a look at it. But there's a track record now being established for Jimmy Butler that's not going to help him if, indeed, the Sixers don't want to suddenly re-sign him, because you also know in this whole deal that ever since the trade's been made, Embiid's not been happy. And that is your future. Yeah. That is your franchise. Yeah. You can't piss him off to the point where it's where he comes to the management and says, it's him or me. So you've got to manage all of that and those fragile egos and everything you got going on, but you can't afford to lose Joel Embiid. So it's a situation that you've got to sort through real quickly, and if they get to the point where they got to move Jimmy Butler, it's a risk worth taking, because long-term it doesn't have the ramifications for the Rockets, because he's free at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So you don't have to keep him if he's a problem child.
Coming up after the break, I've got a list. It's the most popular Netflix shows per state.
Okay. Cool. So we'll get to that. And, again, we still got to get it. We'll get a little bit into this national championship game again, too, because part of the reason why we're here is we're telling you the place to be is right here where we're at. You can see us till 4 o'clock at Twin Peaks 59 in Kirby. The Blitz is going to be here after us. Fred and AJ are in the house. They'll take you till 7. And then hang around and watch the game here. Perfect place. 29-degree beers, great food, unbelievable scenery, and great TVs. If the game isn't entertaining, everything else will be. Twin Peaks right here at 59 in Kirby. Before we head the break, though, I do want to tell you that if there's a golf fan on your list, or you're a golfer, and you're just looking to have more fun on the course, you want to lower your scores, you want to hit it farther, you want to get a better ball flight and be just more satisfied when you leave the golf course at the end of the day, well, I've got a solution for you, because there is no finer golf club on the market right now than the clubs that you are going to find from PXG. You're going to hit it farther. The club is going to feel softer. It's more forgiving. And it's more accurate than anything else you ever put in your bag. And how do I know? Well, first of all, let's start with the reviewers. The people out there that write golf for a living are telling you that they are absolutely remarkable and the best clubs out there that you can buy. And the PXG Tour pros, they're backing it up by saying undeniably the best, the real deal. And they're putting up numbers that back that up, because PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe, and they've even won a college national championship. So what are you waiting for? If you want to step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever, schedule your fitting right here in Houston at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands, or just call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book a custom fitting. PXG, nobody makes clubs like they do, period.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in to the final hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1, coming to you live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. If you're looking for a spot to watch the big game tonight in the national championship, stop on by to Twin Peaks and stay for a while, because as we've been telling you all afternoon long, it is scenic views, it is cold brew, it is great food, and it's lots of TVs for sports, so it's a fantastic atmosphere, and we're having some fun.
Get on out here. All right, let's get to the phone lines. We've got a couple of folks that have been holding for a minute. Rodney is on the phone. He wants to talk Romeo and Bob and the Texans. Rodney, what's up, man? Rodney. Are we going once, Rodney? You waited a long time. Don't screw this up, man. Going twice. Call us back, Rodney. All right, Eric wants to talk Dak Prescott. Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. What do y'all think about Dak getting an extension? Do y'all think he deserves it? And when are the Texans going to, you know, get smart and finally draft an offensive line? They haven't drafted a good O-line since 2002. Thanks.
Yeah, hopefully this year. I mean, hopefully they do something. I had hoped that kid from Alabama would fall. Lance felt otherwise. Felt like he might go top 10, said he's the best lineman in the draft, so there goes that. But they got to do something. I mean, whether it's moving up, whether it's, you know, getting the best available. Their first move, and they really need to be making sure they draft a couple of linemen in this draft.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We talked to Lance. We'll continue to talk to Lance about that when he joins us on the show, because he is in the process right now breaking down all of his evaluation grades for all the guys that are going to be in the draft. And he said, look, even if you don't get someone in the first round, in the second and third round, they're going to be very, very viable offensive linemen that are going to be there for the Texans pick taking and picking, and they have all their picks and a few others this year, so that's going to be key as you look at that. And the second part of your question, Eric, was about Dak Prescott. Look, the biggest thing to me is you have an established receiver. You have at least one. And after the gruesome injury to Hearns, you just hope he's okay, but he's supposed to be okay for next year. I don't know if you were watching that game, Barry, but that was
– I didn't see the injury. I know he was hurt. I didn't actually see
your
it.
Your foot's not supposed to go the way it was going
when
they showed it on TV, and that's always a problem.
But that's not good.
My point being, you've got your running back. You've got your receiver to win now. We've seen how rookies like Jackson in Baltimore and even Deshaun to some extent in the playoffs – unless you can find someone that's remarkably better than what you have, I think you have to extend Dak and you have to keep him, because I don't know that you're going to do much better, especially with the way he's playing right now. He's doing what they've asked him to do, run the ball a little bit more. When there is an opening, take it, because he's a big, strong guy with the ball, and he's making better passes and better decisions.
I'm with you. He 3 years in, he had a down year last year compared to his rookie season. This year, numbers very comparable to what he did as a rookie, and everybody was impressed with that. 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Went 22-8 this year. Like I said, bad year last year. But overall, I mean, he's been somewhat consistent. You're a run first team, but I'm with you. I think if you have the opportunity to extend him, get him locked up long term, you don't have, it's a position you don't have to worry about.
So right.
I would probably do it. What are you going to do? Sit around and wait for somebody better to come along? I mean,
And that's the thing. Look, and there has to be some credence and some truth to what people said too, which was to really find out what you have in Dak Prescott. Go get him a number one receiver.
Yeah.
Go get him Amari Cooper and see if that's going to be the difference, and that maybe it all comes to light in terms of what you have as a quarterback. Well, it looks like they've got a pretty good quarterback when he's got someone to throw to that can get open. Cooper has excelled. It looks more and more like maybe it wasn't so far-fetched to give up a one to get him. And again, you have a running back that you can rely on. The more touches Zeke gets, the better the team is. So he doesn't have to do it all from the quarterback position either.
Speaking of quarterbacks receivers that you went out and got via trade, Alicia Miller of ESPN.com had talked to or got quotes from Bill O'Brien on Demaryius Thomas specifically. And Texans coach Bill O'Brien said Sunday, wide receiver Demaryius Thomas wants to keep playing after suffering that Achilles injury last month. O'Brien said it was, quote, a tough injury that Thomas suffered as a 31-year-old. It's one of those that's not easy to come back from. Thomas is under contract next year, $14 million, none of which is guaranteed. Do you think he's back?
Here, no.
If you had to bet, if you had to bet half of your savings if Demaryius Thomas plays football again.
I think he's going to try and play football again for sure. I think that he cannot come back on the $14 million deal. That's just senseless, especially when there's no cap hit. You release him, and you maybe do a make-good contract that says, you know what, if rehab goes well and you're feeling good, that, you know, we'll give you a workout and invite you to training camp and see how things go, or whatever the case is where he's healthy. I just think that, you know, we saw a shell of what he used to be when he was with the Texans, though it was a short sample size. I think overall he's not nearly as fast or as athletic as he once was, and I just think the market's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think I bring him back because of the age, and this is one of those injuries that if he was already losing a step, that makes it worse. Plus, I think you've got to try to get younger. And now he was a good in-season move,
sure,
a short-term rental, because you saw something special going on. You were in the middle of a win streak. You had lost QT for the majority of that. You had lost Will Fuller for the year. You didn't know what else you were going to do. You had to go out and make
something.
Right. And they did. And so now, you know, are you willing to say, okay, well, what we gave up, we're willing to move on from altogether?
Seventh round pick, right? So
yeah, I mean,
but here's the thing: the guy that people thought don't give up too many, too high of a draft pick. But the guy that went for a little higher draft pick, Golden Tate, Kind of did pretty well for the Eagles, and has really been showing out since he got to Philadelphia. So, again, yeah, you're right. They had to do something, but I think the smart thing going forward – and, look, the track record is there for other receivers too, just like other NFL guys. When you go into a situation and the team says, hey, we're not going to pick up that option or we're not going to pay you the 14, but we'd like to have you come back on a cheaper contract, i.e. Jordy Nelson, i.e. a lot of other guys, that Tyron Matthew, that has said, you know what? If you're not going to pay me at that price, then I'm not coming back at any price. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
The market's just probably going to be pretty tough for him.
By the way, fourth round.
Fourth round for Golden Tate, right?
No, for Thomas, wasn't it?
Was it Demaryius Thomas?
Yep. I think it was fourth round next year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so this map on Netflix, there was a map that came out from Borough Bible. It's the most popular Netflix show in each state in the U.S. for 2018. Some surprises, some like, duh, that makes sense.
I bet you I get the Wisconsin one.
Go ahead.
What's the one where the making of a murderer?
Yes.
Okay,
nailed it.
I got it. Got it.
Nailed it. Wisconsin is making a murderer.
Yep, I knew it.
You want to take a gander at what New Mexico is? If you're up on pop culture at all, you'll know what New Mexico is.
I'm out.
It's a tie between Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Okay, I was going to say Breaking
Bad.
So
both of those happened there. Texas, I don't really understand this, maybe because I haven't seen it. Jane the Virgin. I have not watched this yet. I have no idea what this is. But Jane the Virgin pops up for Texas, for Cali. I'm sure I saw somewhere else. A lot of 13 Reasons Why pops up. There was one, North Carolina and Ohio. A weird one, though. Out of nowhere, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is on the list in Vermont.
In Vermont?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't that the Seinfeld project?
Yeah, that's the one where he picks up a comedian and they drive around. Yeah. They go get coffee. They talk. It's good. I mean, especially if you're a comic, it's really enjoyable.
It's essentially a carpool karaoke for comedians.
But if you love comedy, if you're a fan of these comedians, then it's pretty good. But, yeah, that one kind of stood out amongst all the others. Orange is the New Black was on quite a few of these states. 13 Reasons Why showed up a lot. In Florida, the home of the weirdest people in the nation, no doubt, Daredevil was number one. The blind superhero.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. There was Iron Fist that popped up on a couple. Idaho was Stranger Things, which I really enjoyed. Massachusetts was Peaky Blinders. And if you haven't seen that, I highly recommend Peaky Blinders.
Really?
Yeah, but I felt this one might be the most peculiar of all of them. Alabama. If you were to just guess on what show would be the number one Netflix show in Alabama, what would it be?
SportsCenter? No, I don't know.
I would figure it would involve some sort of farm animal. No, Alabama's most popular Netflix show, Riverdale.
Got me.
That's basically, like, that's the Archie comic book. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
In like, show form. So, apparently, everyone's a big Archie fan. It's like a, it's just, that's the weirdest thing. I don't understand that at all. Riverdale in Alabama. Did they get so
based
much
on
culture?
Leeds and where Charles is from and Auburn now? I think differently.
They consider that culture in Alabama. Archie Comics is like, that's highfalutin. You got all the comics? Boy, you are highfalutin in Bama.
So. And you mean like comic strip comics?
Yeah, like Archie.
Not like comedians.
Like Jughead. There's actually like they have real life humans playing these characters. It's crazy.
Getting back to football for a quick sec, too. We had talked about Cliff Kingsbury.
Uh-huh.
USC blocking Cliff Kingsbury from interviewing for those NFL jobs.
Just C-blocking.
But as of this morning, they're saying that Kingsbury's buyout would not be that much, and it may be worth his while because the Jets and Cards wanted to talk to him about the head job. And now Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk came out after the NBC broadcast and said that Josh McDaniels almost certainly will get a head coaching job from either the Browns or the Packers. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, the Patriots are moving on, and Kingsbury would be at the top of their list to interview as an offensive coordinator.
Here's what's crazy about that. It's a new rule in the NFL. They have to request permission. Now, the NFL has stipulated that all of the teams in the NFL have to go to the colleges and request permission. In the past, they didn't have to.
Right.
They could just go to the coach directly and talk to them. So that's why UFC is able to C-block Cliff Kingsbury, is because now they're required to ask, and they're just like, no, we don't want to give you permission, which I think is a chicken bleep move. I mean,
it really is.
Give the man an opportunity to move
He's
up.
He's doing you a favor nicely for coming and working with you and get fitting in with your university. But at the same time, don't keep the guy from getting a bigger, better deal if the opportunity's out there.
I bet he's mad. Speaking of betting, what professional transition. Hey, if you want to get action on games, whether it's football, basketball, or otherwise, even tonight, national championship, Clemson, Alabama, who you got? You confident in your pick? Put some money on it, man. MyBookie.ag, the place, the online destination to get action on any game. Remember, who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. In fact, I would say who you're betting with may be more important than that. MyBookie is safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. It's why you should be using them to get action on games. And you know what? The best part is when you use MyBookie, when you win, you get paid. They give you your money. What a novel concept, right? Yeah, you would think that that would be across the board. That's not the case in the industry. A lot of times you struggle to get your money. You got to fight. You got to argue. They make you jump through a lot of hoops. Not with MyBookie. When you win, you get paid. And you know what? They've got a lot of player perks for you. They've got in-game live betting. Tons of reasons to be on board with MyBookie, and it's super easy to sign up. You go to the website, mybookie.ag. You use promo code radio. When you sign up, they'll match your first deposit 50%. So you put in $500, they're going to give you $250 in free money to play with. Man, just go there, mybookie.ag, promo code radio, get that match. What are you waiting for? Sign up today. It's super easy to get started. If you're curious, you can't find it, just Google MyBookie, M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E. You'll find it. Get started. Promo code radio. You're welcome for the free money. It's MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, as we are live coming to you from Twin Peaks right here at Kirby and 59. You should be here, too, because of the fact that if you're looking for a spot to watch the national championship game tonight that has everything that you could possibly need in terms of food, beverage, great scenery, and, of course, lots of TV screens and a good atmosphere of people enjoying football and fun, it is right here at Twin Peaks. We'll be here all the way up until 4 o'clock. Blitz will be here till 7, then just stay and watch the game. I can't think of a better spot for you, and definitely worth your while if you know what I mean and what we mean as we've been talking about it all throughout the show.
Yeah, if I didn't have to leave, I would certainly hang out, go sit at the bar, watch the game. It's worth it. I ain't gonna lie.
Because the Blitz is here, right?
Yeah, because the Blitz is here. Of course that's why. Get to see Fred and AJ and their sexy bodies.
Sure.
Well, all right. Hey. I know they're getting in shape, but they could say they're still – AJ's still a C-cup. Don't – you know, it's hot, so.
Okay. Just put him in some short shorts and maybe Twin Peaks gets more exciting tonight.
I mean, hey, have you seen him in a plaid tied up?
Have you?
It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
All right, then. All right.
We're besties, of course.
I got permission to use this one today.
Okay.
So I want to run this by you.
Okay.
All right. So Lisa calls me. I'm on my way to work. She is leaving work, and she has a dilemma. And I said, okay, what's the deal? She said, I'm driving, babe, and there is a Dodge Charger in front of me. It's white. There is blood splattered all over the trunk, the bumper, and then when I went alongside of it, all along the side of the car.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And she said, so he pulled into the bank parking lot where I was. And so I pulled over, and I waited for him to get out of the car, and I called 911.
Oh,
I was like, you went that serious? She was, yeah.
Shouldn't she have called the station and reported it live?
She's like, well, I mean, that depends on her relationship. But I'm thinking, isn't that excessive 911? I go, babe, you know it's hunting season, right? And a lot of guys, you know, they throw what they get in the back of the trunk of the car, and that's not far-fetched. She goes, look, I know it's hunting season, but this could have been something far worse, and I would feel really bad if I didn't do anything, so I decided to call.
Let's be real, too. With Lisa, even if it was hunting season, and that's what it was, to put them through the misery for killing Bambi? She's probably
no doubt about it. No doubt about it, right? So she goes, well, they took my call at 911, and they seem to be relatively engaged in the situation. They took all the information down, and then they said, okay, thanks, bye. And she's like, that's it? And they're like, yeah, okay. And so she decided, she's like, I'm taking off. She goes, I'm that 1% in Texas that doesn't have a gun under their seat. And if this guy figures out that I'm checking him out at all to report him. Yeah, she's like, I'm not sticking around. She goes, I get down the road 5 minutes. The phone rings. And the officer goes, is this Lisa? She said, yeah. She said, the officer said, can you tell us, is he still in his car? And, she goes, are you kidding me? She's like, am I doing the work for you? And he's like, well, we just thought that, you know, if you could give us some more information on location, that we might be able to check it out. But now we'll just have to call in the license plate. She's like, yeah, that's all I got for you.
Wow. Good job.
Like, would you? I told her I wouldn't have called 911. I might have called the non-emergency line and let them know, hey, this is going on.
Yeah, but what if he did have a body in the trunk? Then they got away.
He stopped. He stopped at a bank or whatever it is. So I give him the location and everything and say, it's all you.
I'm not going to lie. You see a bloody car at a bank, and my first thought would be, well, that's a murder, and they got the bank account number, and they're in there trying to get their money. That might be my first thought as well.
Okay.
Even during hunting season, because I would have never thought of that if you hadn't.
But for once, she goes, you know what, babe? I know you're going to use it anyway, but
might as well.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, cool. We may get to that.
So. Hey, let's get to Ryan right now. He wants to talk Texans Colts. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Don't beat me up too much, but Saturday before the Texans game, I hit the gym, I get in the car, I'm going back home, and I just, nothing was on the radio, so I happened to flip it on 790. They're taking phone calls before the game, and this lady calls, and I guess it's predictions, and she gives her prediction. She comes on, she says 28-13 Colts, and she said that she was a Texans fan and everything, and she gave legit reasons. After her phone call, they dogged her. They laughed so hard and was like, oh, I can't believe this, how upset I am. You know how mad I am. And I was just, all I could think about through that 21-0 skunk was that lady's phone call and those guys just dogging her. So I just want to say, whether y'all are right or wrong about topics, at least y'all own up to it and confess, and at least you're not ignorant like some people. So I appreciate that. I just thought I had to throw it out there.
I'm curious.
I was going to ask y'all the same thing. Like I said, I'm a little guy, so I don't jump the band switch too often, but I couldn't tell you. It was just right before the Texans game. I just happened to throw it on, and I just heard some schmuck dogging this lady. And she was closer than they were, so I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Ryan. Thank you, man.
And the loyalty, Ryan.
Yeah,
thanks very much.
Listening to the station on a daily basis. Much appreciated, my man.
That's
no comment.
No comment? Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take the high road on this one. Okay. I'm the one that usually gets down in the mud and says mean things.
Yeah.
I'll take the high road this time.
I mean, look.
I've been known to call people
here's
out
the thing that's,
excessively.
Is this a fair assessment, though? You would hear that at the other station. You would get that kind of point of view from the other station because they're so pro-Texan because they have to be because they're the flagship.
Yeah.
But that surprises me from a station that doesn't have any skin in the game. They don't have a loyalty to the Texan from that perspective. They can say, hey, you know, we get calls. We get Cowboy fans. We get other fans.
Right.
You know, that you just take a more of a open-minded approach to it. That surprises me that it wasn't the flagship station that was
that does surprise
protective
me.
Of the Texans.
Yeah, that part is definitely surprising.
So, all right. Well, appreciate the fact that we have a reporter that's keeping a...
Thanks for snitching, Ryan. We appreciate you. Thank you for keeping them honest over there. Much appreciated.
Yeah. So we got one segment to go in the big show. Then we're going to turn it over to the Blitz. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock. And, again, we keep telling you the place to be is right here where we're at. It is Twin Peaks. It's 59 and Kirby. You can stop on by. You can say hi to us if you get here before 4:01. And then, of course, Fred and AJ are going to be here till 7 o'clock. And then after the Blitz, you can just hang out, watch the game here. It is the perfect atmosphere for you to see some college football, some beautiful sights, and some great food and beverage. We'll be back to wrap things up. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
To call in to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Unusual Suspects. You didn't hear that, did you? Do you know what happened last week?
No.
So last week on the Blitz, I believe it was Friday, some guy got mad because they weren't talking sports every waking second of the show. And then he calls in and he starts bitching at the intern, and she's new, so she doesn't know what to do. So I take the phone from him and I'm like, hey, what's the problem? He's like, yeah, they don't talk sports and neither does the Unusual Suspects and everybody needs to be fired. I was like, sir, look, I just own the building and the station. I don't know how I can help you. He's like, you're the owner. Do something. I was like, I can't. My hands are tied. But then AJ's like, man, y'all should have put him through because I hung up on him. Then he calls in, and the whole time he's bitching about the Blitz, but he changes his tune. Like, he's not as angry as he was on the phone. Once he had to talk to him face-to-face, so to speak, completely different attitude. But I was so mad because the entire time he's calling us the Unusual Suspects. I was like, at least put some respect on the name. He said all we do is talk fashion. which, look, we were talking about jeans at one point, but that was with AJ. So it was like the Unusual Blitz. And then it was hilarious.
Yeah, you're worried about that when in most cases Fred refers to us as the show before us?
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least we got part of the name right.
Yeah, not the first time, though. Remember when I was at a show and the guy comes up afterwards. He's like, man, I love you. I love the show. I listen every day. Unusual Suspects, right? And I was like, no.
He said the morning,
yeah,
right?
He goes, what time do y'all come on in the morning? I was like, yeah, big fan. Okay. That's how it usually goes. A couple of texts before we get to the national championship game.
Yeah.
If Fiji girl is a 5, Barry, what does that make you? I mean, I'm a 1, bro. I know what I am.
Intelligent.
I don't.
Right?
I know what I am. I'm not over here thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah, me and Ryan Gosling, we're so hot. I'm a 1. But since I'm a 1, that means I can judge everybody. I get carte blanche. I can just whoever. I'll judge this guy right here. I don't care. I'll do it.
I think we all can judge everybody.
We're all 1s here. We do what we do. We judge a lot of things.
Nick, you're a 1/2, bro. Don't even try it. I'm a 1. Trying to get in my – you're a 1/2.
I'm a 1/2 and you're a 1 is what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's
pretty much.
That's what he said.
That's pretty much what I said. You're
I
a 1/2.
I think the people would disagree.
And then someone said, Barry, because I made fun of Riverdale, but somebody said, bro, look at the girl who plays Veronica. She's hot. No, I'm going to skip it. I mean, I'll Google search it, but I'm not going to watch the show. That's for sure. Somebody said I'd like to stop in at Twin Peaks, but I'm in an 18-wheeler. Is there any parking there for me? There's always parking on the street.
Just dock it over here.
On the street.
Put it over here at Academy.
Yeah, just park at Academy.
Walk over. It's less than a 1/2 a block away. I'm sure they'll be fine with
it. Here's what you do. You park. You go into Academy. You get you an extra pair of stretchy shorts because you're going to eat a lot of food and need them for later. Then you walk on over and hang out and enjoy the game. Do that.
And think about this for a second, will you?
Uh-huh.
If he does indeed dry dock that 18-wheeler and walk over here, that's going to be one hell of a tow truck that's going to have to try and take that bad
that's
boy
true.
Away.
What the hell are they going to
do? Good luck with that,
yeah.
Sir. Good luck with that.
LU Unemployed Dylan checking in. He said he and his wife are big Peaky Blinders fans. I'm telling you, man, got to get on Peaky Blinders. That's a good-ass show.
Is that a Netflix show?
It is a Netflix show. Yeah, it's Netflix. That was on the list. Okay. I always get confused on what's on Showtime and HBO and Netflix.
Yes, so. That's why I asked.
Yeah, it's Netflix. All right, thoughts for
the
nice game?
I got one for you, though.
Oh,
real
okay,
quick.
Before okay,
we,
sure.
Because we have mentioned the fact and we've teased the fact that the weight loss challenge is coming. A lot of people are fired up about that. They've already fired up the Facebook page again, and people are interacting, getting excited for that. Someone has asked to join the challenge from our station.
Who?
Jake Assman.
Jake is
He looks like a prepubescent student at a junior high,
yeah.
And he wants in the weight loss challenge.
No, I just won't allow it.
That's crazy.
No, I'm just not going to allow it. That's ridiculous.
So the same way you disallow certain people on
Jake's
the show
just
anymore?
Doing that to be an attention whore. That's all he's doing.
Well,
he's just trying to get some of our shine.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Jake, you're out. Not happening, bud.
There you have it. And Nick agrees. All right, so we always say it's got to be a majority vote.
That's right.
So the game tonight, how do you see it going down?
I tell you what. Is Tua fully healthy? We know he was better last game. He looked a lot better. Is he fully healthy? And can he stay healthy for the game? You know,
but if he
he's going to get hit a lot. He's going to get banged up. Can he stay healthy throughout the game?
My thing, the fact that you had similar situations on both sides of the football if Kelly Bryant's still at Clemson. Because you got two quarterbacks, and if one guy gets hurt, you've got a fully capable guy behind him. Now you've got two quarterbacks at Alabama, and you've got a freshman quarterback at Clemson. And look, between the two, in terms of who's the better NFL prospect and who is going to be the guy that may turn out to be the better long-term, it very well could be Trevor Lawrence. But the fact of the matter is, you've got Tua and a solid backup. You've got the fact that a Nick Saban defense is going to have plenty of time to prepare for a freshman quarterback. And this is probably easily the best defense that Trevor Lawrence is going to see all season long.
I think both teams could say that, though. This
yeah,
is
you're probably
the best defense that Alabama and Tua is going to see, too.
You're probably right, and I don't think that their schedules have been anything near as challenging as people would like to see. And again, whoever wins this game is going to be the first team, I think I saw it since 1890-something, to be a 15-0 national champion. That was Penn State, by the way. I think that's just too much to overcome for Clemson, the freshman quarterback, the Alabama defense. Obviously, we know how talented they are on both sides of the ball. And if anything happens with Tua, they've got a solid backup. I think Alabama wins. Last spread I saw was 5.5, and I think they'll cover that.
One of your keys was one of mine as well. I think you've got to make the freshman beat you.
Yep.
You got to stay. Clemson has a 1,500-yard rusher. Focus on stopping that. Focus on stopping that run game. Make Lawrence beat you with his arm, which he can do. Is the moment going to be too big for a freshman quarterback in his first national championship game? I think, to me, this game comes down to the fact that both of these teams are probably pretty equal across the board. And the difference, though, I kind of feel like Clemson's defense might be better than Alabama's. Alabama has run roughshod over everybody. I get that. And so as Clemson, I just think Clemson's defense might be a little bit better. I think this is a really close game. I think it comes
even
down to defense.
Even with their defensive line shorthanded.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I think that if they can maintain lane discipline on the rush, keep Tua honest, don't let him get outside, stay in your lane. And make him either beat you up the middle or beat you with his arm, same thing. I think it comes down to the defense. I think Clemson might be a little bit better overall. I'm gonna say Clemson wins 31-30.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to see that happen, but I just think for all those variables, and I think whoever runs the football better is going to have a pretty good advantage in terms of the fact that Alabama was able to run roughshod last week, and it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to do that again, as you mentioned, against a much more stout defense in Clemson. And Clemson's got to prove that they can run the football a little bit too. So for that being said too, those are just all the factors for me that say and lean towards Alabama winning this game and being able to cover 5.5 because of the experience, because of the fact that a lot of these guys in 4 years have played in four national championships, and we all have said that from a depth perspective, their second string could probably be first strings on most Division I programs.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, and you talk about teams being equal, and boy, it really is. 44 points a game for Clemson, 47 for Bama, 14 points allowed for Clemson, 15 for Bama. 530 yards in total offense for Clemson, 527 for Bama, 276 yards allowed for Clemson, 295 for Bama. I mean, these two teams are really, really closely matched. Clemson's a little better at stopping the run. Bama's a little better at shutting down the pass. I think it's going to be a really good game. And I'm not mad that this is a repeat of what we've seen before.
See, a lot of people
the players
are
different.
Yeah.
But the coaches are the same. And, yes, I get that. And that's the other thing is Dabo Sweeney I don't think is scared to coach against Nick Saban and vice versa. I love the fact that these are probably – no doubt. These are not probably. These are the two best teams in college football. And that's all you can really ask for year in and year out.
That's where I was going. If you really and truly believe and have always harped on the fact we needed a playoff system, and if you truly and honestly believe that that was the case and you get number one versus number two – Isn't that exactly what the system was set up for and exactly what you should want?
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people are going to be put off by the fact that it's the same two teams meeting for the fourth time. But who cares? If they are the two best teams in the country, this is what you want to see, whether it's the first game of the year, the last game of the year, somewhere in between. As long as they're playing at the end of the year and they get it right, what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. And, you know, because otherwise, if you're not getting this matchup, then you're like, well, you know, that wasn't the two best teams that played overall. It was this, that. I mean, that's what you're getting. You're getting the two best teams. This is what you should want. And if it's a repeat, I mean, that's kind of what we are in sports in general, right?
Cavs, I've said it before, Cavs and Warriors,
Gold
you've
State,
seen it
yeah.
over and over again.
I mean, get ready, because next year in baseball, it's probably going to be Red Sox, Yankees, Astros. One of those three teams coming out of the AL. Yeah. And if it's the Astros, are people in this town going to be bitching about, oh, it's always the Astros? No.
And from the National nobody's League, it could be the Dodgers again.
I promise you, nobody that's an alum of Clemson or Bama is bitching that they're in the national title again.
Not at all. And by the way, the biggest game that no one will see tonight, the best team in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets, are at your Houston Rockets, and I don't
think anybody's
going to
care. You're going to watch it.
No, I'll check in on it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even going to record it, Barry. I'm not going to tape it.
I'm
going to check in on it, but I will absolutely be watching the National Championship game. So if you need a place again to watch it, we've been here, and you should be too. Twin Peaks 59 and Kirby.
Hey, real quick, before we get off air, I just want to remind everybody one more time, if you want to get into the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, text the show right now, 713-780-3776. All I need is your name and your email. If you don't get the text in, hit me up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny. Send your name and email, and we will make sure you get in on the challenge.
There you go. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the game tonight, and you should be looking forward to the Blitz, because they're next. Fred and AJ live from Twin Peaks right here at 59 and Kirby. John back at the station, and they'll set you up for the national title game as well. You all have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.